Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, it is August, so expect to see lots of news about the presidency in the papers because there's nothing else to talk about. The front of the Irish Times says that the former chief medical officer, Tony Holohan, has offered the strongest indication yet that he'll enter the race for president, as he described research carried out on his potential candidacy as encouraging. Professor Holohan's supporters used the polling company Amoroc to explore his viability as a candidate. And the participants were asked to rank their preferred choice for president out of five names listed. Mairead McGuinness led the field on 29%. Catherine Connolly was next, 22%. These two are the only candidates who appear at this stage to have secured the nomination required to appear on the ballot. Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald was on 20%. Tony Holohan was on 15%. And then Bertie Ahern was also on 15%. So Tony Holohan and Bertie Ahern, both as popular as each other for president, according to this polling done by Amoroc. So you can read more about that on the front of the Irish Times. That's research done by Amoroc for Tony Holohan. So this is the strongest indication. Tony Holohan telling the Irish Times he has been greatly encouraged by people contacting him and suggesting he should run. Then on the front of the Irish Independent, we have the Gareth Sheridan run for president, and they have news today that the former presidential candidate Sean Gallagher resigned as a director of Gareth Sheridan's firm in a row over a corporate box. The box costs 154 grand a year at Orlando Magic's arena, and there was a row over the box. And last night, Gareth Sheridan insisted that the box makes a great return to his firm, and that supporting the basketball team was a good fit because it leads the fight against the misuse of opioids. And then in the papers, we've Catherine Thomas saying that Dáithí O'Shea should be president too. So as I say, a lot about the presidency in the papers today. Also a lot about rugby and concussion. The Irish Examiner on the front page says attitudes to rugby concussion injuries are unsafe. And these attitudes towards concussion among non-professional rugby players are still prevalent here, particularly at school level, where more than a third of school rugby players say they would play on with a headache from a minor concussion. And that's also the front of the Irish Daily Mail, which says that more than a third of Irish school rugby players are willing to continue playing while suffering concussion. A new study has revealed. And News Talk Breakfast will be speaking to Alex Popham, who's a former Wales international, on this study on the show this morning. A reminder, under IRFU rules, players should immediately leave a game if they suffer a suspected concussion. But this research seems to suggest that it kind of is taken as a suggestion more than anything else, that you do something if there is suspected concussions. That's rather concerning. Irish Daily Mirror on the front page, they ask the question, how has nothing changed? A mother who had to fight for crucial scoliosis treatment as a child now fears having to do the same for her own daughter 16 years later. Carol Ann Walsh from Kilkenny says only a huge public outcry back in 2009 led to her getting vital back surgery, and she now worries that her daughter Hannah will face the same battle. And this obviously follows calls on Taoiseach Simon Harris to resign after the death of Harvey Morrison Sherratt following a lengthy wait for surgery for the spinal condition, the Mirror writes. The Irish Daily Star, 200 grand to guard killer in coma. Three prison officers are guarding a severely injured prisoner 24 hours a day in hospital. Stephen Carney was viciously beaten in Mountjoy and he's in a coma, and they reckon there's no realistic prospect of recovery, and we've three prison officers guarding him 24/7. And finally, from the front pages, the Irish Sun, no more tiffs or buts. This is the news that Roy Keane is going to get protection from Sky Sports after he suffered two high-profile fan bust-ups. So fans are able to confront Roy Keane. I'm sure many of you have seen the videos. And now what they're saying is that he's going to get security guards in stadiums for Roy Keane. Sky saying that they will protect him. Inside the papers then, obviously lots of talk still about Oasis. Quite interesting, though, in the papers today, we're told in the Mirror that hotel prices have shot up in Dublin for the Oasis shows. That's a surprise to no one. But Dublin is actually still the cheapest place to catch Oasis. New research shows that Dublin is the cheapest stop on the Oasis reunion tour. Now, despite that, hotel prices in Dublin have gone up by 70%. The average room costs €413 a night, and usually we get these rooms for about £200. But it's not just Dublin. Accommodation across the five major cities has soared, and Manchester has the highest price hike. €88 for a typical night to stay in Manchester, but when Oasis were playing, the prices were €488, so going up by €400 there. We're all getting used to the warm weather this week. I see in the Telegraph, workers will be allowed to down tools during heat waves across the water in the UK. The UK's health and safety executive is drawing up proposals where bin men, builders and others who do outdoor manual work will be able to demand extra protection during the hot weather. And what we mean by hot weather here is 27 degrees. So yesterday it was 28 degrees in places like Carlow and Tipperary. So outdoor workers there, if this came in here, would have to down tools and wouldn't be allowed work in that warm weather. So we'll see how that works across the water and if the same will happen here. Obviously, with the warm weather, it leads to an increase in wasps, which I'm absolutely terrified of. And in the Sun, we are told that we are experiencing a surge in wasps this summer because of the hot weather. Pest control company Rentokil is reporting a 618% increase in people needing assistance with wasps compared to last year. They have some advice in the papers, which includes you should cover your bins, make sure that they are securely tightened. Also, you should wear red because wasps are attracted to yellow and white. So if you wear tops with those colours, you're more likely to attract wasps because they think you're a flower. And also, don't flap. So shrieking or flapping might feel natural when a wasp zooms towards you, but wafting them away is one of the worst things you can do. Apparently, you should say calm, don't panic, and if you need to move away, do so slightly. I nearly got attacked yesterday evening at the return machine in Super Value with the amount of wasps there. Quite frightening, but I didn't run away, and that's what you're supposed to do. Final story comes from the Mail, and this is the news that we've a second series of Meghan Markle's show on Netflix, and she's elevating ham sandwiches and scattering flour sprinkles on your spaghetti bolognese. So her new show with Love, Meghan, this is the second season of it. And in the promo, which has just been revealed, Meghan shows us how to slice bread, how to crumble cheese, how to cut a cucumber, and how to wash fruit. And my personal highlight, it also looks like she's putting jammy Dodgers into a cardboard box and tying strings around them. So well worth watching that when the show comes out on Netflix. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.